You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
These are four very common things, and these are like a lot of my topics. These aren't the most comfy of topics to talk about, but they need to be talked about. And so I'm gonna hit you with them. And so just be prepared. All right, here they are. And I'm gonna go into detail on my thoughts around them and why they're so detrimental. All right. So, and these aren't in order, by the way. I just want to say that. They're not in order. They're not in order, but these are four very common practices by leaders that cost them money, lose them quality people, and just are not smart moves to make. So number one, bashing seen if open. Actually, I got my, let's get rid of that. Okay, let's change this real quick. Bashing seen if open messages for social media. Okay. And we see this often, okay? So there's two kind of schools of thought around growing, around prospecting on social media. There is the standard, right, which says build rapport. People got to know, like, and trust you, right, before they do business with you. And that's something that, what's up, Alicia? You're getting mentioned, baby. People get sad so easily, man. Alicia, Alicia, Alicia. I'm even gonna write her name Alicia. I don't know if I'm gonna do a little heart for you. There you go, a little arrow. All right, now Alicia's spirits are lifted and she can go into the stratosphere. Way to go, Alicia. All right, so two main kind of ways that people suggest prospecting on social media. The kind of standard way of build rapport, right? People got to know, like, and trust you before they do business with you. Now, what I've noticed is the majority of people that teach this are people that are influential. And they're people, let's skip a little bit, and I'll talk about this a little bit more. Okay, we got a few things going on here. Okay, all right, okay. I've got too many things going on. So, some of you know what I'm about to do here. Okay, and so we call these big hats. Big hats are people with influence. They have a following, they have probably a brand, and in this context specifically, they usually have a strong social media brand. They're fancy. They got fancy graphics, they got fancy looks, they got the leather jacket with the pink boa around it, right? They're fancy, fancy graphics, makeup to the nines, right? And so they're a big hat, meaning they may or may not have a large team, but they have influence and they have a following. And so it's very common for them to say, just build rapport. Just build rapport, my friends, okay? And so most people on social media or not on social media don't know what that means. They don't know how long to do it. They don't know when to transition. They don't know how many questions is too many. They don't understand a lot of things. Now, first of all, am I saying that building rapport is a bad idea? I'm not saying. If you are good at building rapport, you're not spending forever in the friend zone, and you're getting to the point where you ask them eventually, are you open to my product, service, or opportunity, then rock and roll. And you're getting results that way. If you're taking action and you're getting results that way, keep doing it. No question. And the reason that I tell you that, now, this isn't the way that that I did it. I just didn't do it that way. I tended to get to the point sooner. And that doesn't mean that I was aggressive and said, join my business right away or anything like that. And that's how I'm, you know, sometimes taken out of context, but that isn't the way that I did it. Okay. But that doesn't mean I'm addicted. Doesn't mean I'm addicted to it. And this is kind of the problem. The problem is there's a lot of leaders and trainers that are addicted to their way of doing it. You got to do it my way. I'm telling you to do it any way that you would like. But to bash alternative ways is not very smart. And so often you'll see, you know, kind of my suggestion is to make things a little quicker, but in a non-resistance raising way. So if scenario A, most people are confused by how long do I build rapport? Like how many questions? When do I transition? How do I bring up my product or service or opportunity, right? And that prevents them from doing anything, or it has them in friend zone, sending 100 messages every single day, but never actually asking anybody. If that's one option, and the other option is get to the point and they will do more of that, then get to the damn point, okay? Not bashing alternate ways of doing things means you are smart, okay? Because hopefully you as a leader, you want production, not control. And that's gonna challenge a few people. There's a lot of people that seek control. You've gotta do it my way and all other ways are ridiculous. Well, I had people in my organization. I had one guy that he cold called doctor's offices. He physically went to a doctor's office and tried to prospect the doctor. Then he would go to the next one. Then he would go to the next one. I had another guy that went from dealership to dealership to dealership to dealership. I had other people that bought lists and made phone calls. I had another person that they did surveys in the mall. None of those are ways that I wanted to do. But because I have a tiny bit of smarts, right? Tiny bit, I didn't bash those ways. You mean someone is gonna go out there and try to get in front of other human beings to make an impact and help them, and they're doing it in a way that I don't actually teach? Awesome, way to go. And by the way, every single one of them got some kind of results. And if I would have told them, don't you dare do that, I would have looked like an idiot and I would have looked like a jerk. And so if you have people in your organization that are good at building rapport, good at avoiding being in the friend zone forever, good at transitioning, and they're getting results, then they should definitely stick with that. But they are going to recruit some people that don't know how to do that. And so I want to just ask you this question, and please be honest, seriously, because this build rapport is very pleasing to say. Build rapport. Doesn't it sound great? Guys, just build rapport. See, it's one of those things that just sounds good, right? It just sounds good. And so, you know, get to the point faster doesn't sound as good. But hopefully you're about effectiveness, not sounding good, not being pleasing to the eye, but costing yourself production. And so nothing wrong with building rapport unless your people don't know how to do that and they decide, I'm just not gonna do anything because I don't wanna mess it up. And so I wanna ask you this question, and I'm telling you, if only more people got this. And keep in mind, I don't care. You do it this way, awesome. You do it the other way that we suggest, fantastic. I don't care either way. I don't bash build rapport, that would be silly. What I do bash is if you think this is the only way to build a business. I became the number one income earner in a company. I didn't do this, okay? So I know it's possible. I know it's possible, but that doesn't mean it's for everyone. So let me ask you this. What would you prefer? And just take what you've been told by other trainers. Take what your leader has, hammered into tablets and that kind of thing. And ask yourself, as a human being, as someone on social media, would you rather someone say, hey, how are you today? How are things? oh my goodness, that dress you're wearing today is fantastic. Would you rather be entered into a series of questions, okay, where they're clearly trying to build rapport, or, and again, take network marketing out of it, like a race that you're a network marketer, because we don't teach go prospect other network marketers, okay? We don't like that approach, all right? So take network marketing out of it. You're just a normal person, human being. Would you rather people say, hey, how you doing today, sugar? Hey, how are things? Oh, beautiful dress. Hey, is that a Maltese? What a cute puppy. Would you rather be entered into this series of questions asking you, building rapport along the way, or at least trying to, and then eventually getting to them popping the question? Or what if someone said to you, hey, I know we don't know each other, and I see that you're in Sacramento, California. I'm just curious, would you be at all open to take a look at what it is that I'm doing? I want to expand in your area. If you're not open to it, totally cool. Answer honestly, which one would you prefer? Me? I'd rather people tell me what are their intentions sooner. I really would. But you would have some leaders, some trainers that bash that way, not understanding that they're a big hat with influence. They don't even need to prospect anymore. They have leads coming to them. You have to, and if you're someone, and you know who you are, you don't have to raise your hand. If you're someone that does not have influence, does not have a following, does not have a large team, when you post about your grapey to grape potion, you don't get 100 comments. If that's you, you're a little hat. And little hats can build empires. Nothing against little hats, okay? And so, but if you just blindly listen to big hats that have influence, that have authority, that have followings, that post about grapey grape, get 1,000 comments from teammates, right? If you just listen to them, their tactics often aren't going to work for you. And so a lot of times these big hats are saying, don't dare get to the point, because they don't have to. And they actually may know how to build rapport, which is a great skill to learn if you learn that. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not great at it. I'm really not. I'm not good at, if you get me at if you find me at a cocktail party, I'm not great at small talk. I'm a little more introverted than I am on video, believe me. And I'm just not great at that stuff. I'm just not great. And so I prefer to just say, hey, here's what I'm looking for. If you're open to it, great. If not, no big deal. And I wasn't mad if they were like, no thanks. I'd say, cool, well, hey, how is Sacramento? I've been out there. I haven't been out there in a while. How are things? See, I would build rapport after. That to me was easier. I felt less slimy than trying to build rapport, then leading to a question. But either way, I'm not going to bash either way. I don't bash home meetings. I don't bash conference calls. I don't bash building rapport. I don't bash getting to the point, because if anyone's going to do anything to potentially build their business, awesome, way to go, rock on, okay? And so when you run into a trainer, or when you run into a leader, or leader quotes, and they are bashing the getting to the point approach, they are drastically hurting their duplication. Now, they may look good, right? I mean, there's a lot of messages, political messages, there's a lot of social messages. There's a lot of things that you can say and look good, get a little golf clap. But if it's hurting people from doing things, if it's hurting people from actually taking action they otherwise wouldn't, then it's not very smart, okay? Number two, bashing outside training or trainers. Now, this may look like, what a self-serving sentence, Higdon. Oh, you're just talking about yourself. I'm not. Okay. Yes, obviously, I fall into the outside trainer, realm. But I want to give you a couple things to stew on. Okay. First, when I had someone in my organization go and buy a course from someone, hire a trainer, attend an event that wasn't a, God forbid, a company event, or wasn't my event, that actually excited me. Because I'm like, wow, this person is so excited to build their business here with us that they're actually investing money to improve. Now, I want to let you in on a secret. A lot of times I would have teammates that were buying a course or hiring a coach that I didn't really care for, that I didn't think had good training, or I didn't think was the complete package, or I thought, you know, didn't do everything all right. I never said that. I applauded their effort. I said, way to go. Awesome. You know, rock it out. Learn. Let me know how I can help. I celebrated them because here's someone serious enough. Now, in a world where so few people invest in themselves, so few people even buy a book, you're right. You know, like there's so many people that never read a book after high school. And so someone that's so serious about investing in themselves, growing their business, that they hire another coach or they go to another event or they buy another course from somebody else, not me or not the company, I'm like, nice. Here's someone that's serious. Even if I didn't care for the trainer. Very important. Very important. That's how I handled it. Now, what's the opposite? We've had clients, we've had rank makers, we've had leaders, we've had all kinds of people that have gotten into our training, learned some things that were maybe a little different than what the company taught or the upline taught, and been chastised. You know, the leader says, wait a minute, he's a bad dude. He's gonna secretly steal your team and put him into, you know, he's got relationships with Grapeity Grape. He says it all the time, right? You know, he's a diamond leader in Grapeity Grape. You got to watch that Higdon guy, right? And so they'll spread rumors, gossip, bullshit. They'll just make up whatever and discourage their person from learning things. Now, we've had it, and this to me, I find crazy, but awesome at the same time. We've had it where even like a company owner went to people that were learning from us and said, hey, be careful with that guy. He's gonna yada, yada, yada. And they said, listen, dude, he helped me grow my team. My team is blowing up because of what they're teaching me. And they actually told the owner to step back. Now, that's bold, right? That's bold. We're not suggesting that. Now, I've had, but one thing that you got to be aware of, and I mean really, really aware, when you have someone in your organization that is serious enough to invest in themselves, to hire a coach, to attend an event, to buy a course from someone else that's not you or not from your company, that's a serious person. If you bash them learning from whoever, they're not going to like that. That's the type of person that doesn't like to be told what to do. And I have seen it. We never suggest this. I want to be very clear. In fact, I've had it where a company owner was bashing us and leaders came to me and said, hey, man, I'm thinking about jumping. And I told them not to. I said, don't do it. That company needs your energy in there. Hang in there. Prove the concept. Double your income. They'll come around. And time always tells. It either, you know, either promotes you or exposes you, right? And so we've had leaders that were, chastised for working with us or whatever, but when they double, triple, quadruple their income, all of a sudden they're okay, right? They're okay. We never hear apologies, but that's okay. I don't need that. I don't need that. But I just want to make you aware, whether it's me, whether it's Eric, whether it's whoever else, whatever other trainer, if as an upline, you bash people in your organization that are serious enough to invest in training, coaching, other events, etc., you're bashing a quality person that's pretty serious and probably likes their personal freedom. Now, keep in mind, this is someone that didn't come to you and say, hey, you need to teach me this, this, and this. They had the chutzpah to go get it on their own with their own hard-earned money. And for you to bash them is usually not going to be taken very well. So I have seen many leaders leave an organization simply because they were bashed for investing in themselves. Don't do it. If you're watching this and you hate my guts, you're like, Higdon, you're the worst human on the planet. I can, if I look real closely, I can see devil horns and I know that you got a pact with the MLM devil, whatever, right? If you hate my guts, but you want to make more money, don't bash the people that invest in our stuff. I'm just saying, or any other trainer, okay? So you could hate my guts, never like anything that we got. But when you bash people that get into our stuff and we're teaching them very effective ways to grow their business, they're not going to like it. And some of them are going to leave you. We will never suggest that. I mean, seriously. And I don't know if any of my TEC members are on here, but when our TEC members come to us and they're like, hey, I'm getting, shit from my upline on, being in your thing, we say, hang in there, prove the concept, double your income, they'll come around. And those who have had that and done exactly what we said, their company did come around. And we've never had it where someone doubles their income and then people, the upline still bashes me, right? But it's in that arena when you're just getting started or just starting to do things in the way that we teach where you're in a risk. And so don't lose quality people. Just, if they're hiring a trainer that you can't stand, whether it's me, whether it's somebody else, don't bash them, because you will lose them. You will have people that really like their personal freedom and they're gonna leave, okay? Seeking, another mistake that I see very common with leaders, seeking control over production. And this really is similar, I guess, to all these things, right? Seeking control. In my first network marketing company, which I wanted to be there forever. I did. And I loved it. It was great. I would say during the whole thing, I didn't really know what I was doing around duplication, upline, community, culture, leadership, that kind of stuff. Made mistakes for sure. But the culture there was, you're either following the system or we're gonna smash your ass to smithereens. That's how hardcore it was. And so much so that the day that I quit, I was publicly called out in front of a room of about 140, 150 people. Publicly called out, me and one of my top leaders, who, by the way, were producing like crazy, were called out and smashed to smithereens in front of everybody. And so one of my buds, Patrick, he stands up, he goes, F it, I don't need this, leaves, quits that day. And I just stand up, I shake my head, later guys, good luck. And that was it, that's all she wrote. The upline in that case sought control. And this is something that I'm as weird as it sounds, I'm actually very grateful for that lesson, because in the company I became the number one income earner of, I had no desire for control. I told people, listen, here's our team group. Here's what we do in there. Here's how we add value. If you want to put your people in it, awesome. If you don't, totally cool. You want to run your own group? Go for it. Here's the system that we use. Here's how we follow up. Here's how we do it. Here's what we say. If you want to use it, awesome. You want to do your own thing? Rock on. Go for it. I didn't seek control. Now, what I did is I looked to prove production. Okay. So I didn't just, come up with, hey, here's a theory I got, guys, let's go for it. I would come up with, hey, let's test this out, get some beta people on. We would test out the message, test out the video, test out the resource or whatever it was, and prove it, then roll it out as an option. We would roll it out and we'd say things like, hey guys, we just created this new video, we've tested it, and here's what came back. We had 30% of people that watched this video ended up joining. If, very powerful word, if you'd like to use it, there you go. If you prefer, if you're getting results from whatever else you're doing, awesome, congrats, keep doing that. So if, as a leader, is one of the most powerful words you will ever come across. If you want to build a business, if you want to be a top earner, if you just want to be a customer, if you want to test out this new video that we got, that we have tested and here are our results, here you go. Not, this is the new video we're using. Do not use anything else. And don't you dare learn from that Higdon guy. I wasn't trying to rule them, iron fist, iron thumb. They're not your employees. I wasn't seeking control of them. Now I control all of them. Don't you dare get to the point on social media. Don't you dare ask in the first message if they're open. Who cares about that? I care about production. Why do you think we track everything that we do? We track, when we run a 14-day challenge, we track how many sales, how many signups, how many leads are generated. And if we suck, then those numbers suck. Why do you think we track rank advancements, customers, and new reps every week inside of Rank Makers? We're about production, not applause, not, well, great training, Higdon. Yes, very good, my man, very good, chap. I'm not looking for applause. I'm looking for production. That's what I care about, not control. Production, very different. This is all ego. This is ego, man. If you're, and by the way, this plays into this, and this plays into this. If you're telling people, I don't know, why can't I? If you're saying, don't you dare get to the point, I'd rather you just not even use social media because it's not my way, right? What? You have people, and do you know? See, people don't see the messages we get. Do you know how many thousands of people have thanked us for teaching this right here? Thousands. Thousands of people who were not getting results trying to build rapport and bake pies and tiptoe through the tulips until they got to the perfect transition point. Oh, whoa, right? Thousands of network marketers that are on other people's team. Do you get that? Not on my team. We don't have a team. They're on your team. They're on other leaders' team. And have thanked us for saying that build rapport forever isn't the only way. We don't bash build rapport. If you're good at it, rock it out, man. Don't ever send a message of, hey, you're open, blah, 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 right? Don't ever send it. If you're good at that, I'm talking to the people that either aren't good at it or aren't doing it because they don't understand how to transition, how many questions do you send, yada, yada, yada. It is a art, I guess, not really a science. And so I'm not saying that everyone should be sending, are you open? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to bash that method, not very smart. Not very smart, all right? And then lastly, so were these first three valuable so far? Okay, last, not understanding big hat, little hat. And let's go back, you know, I'm a few screens away here. Hold on, y'all. Okay. Not understanding big hat, little hat. So I was at a company event, and I've shared this a few times, but I was at a company event. And actually, I'll give you two funny examples. So big hat comes in all shapes and sizes. Big hat can also mean education and intelligence. So I was asked to speak at a company event. This was maybe 2 years ago, something like that. And one of the top earners, believe it or not, or let me correct that, one of the top recruiters. very, very often, this is a very common practice of a top recruiter. A top recruiter, but not a top earner, rarely notices the difference between big hat, little hat. They can't draw that distinction. So they speak as to what they do, right? They speak to how they think versus, you know, they think like the fisherman, not the fish. They don't understand that there's an army of little hats out there that are 99% of the organization, okay? And so often a top recruiter that's not a top earner, they don't understand this distinction, okay? The top earner usually understands that there are people out there without influence, without a background, never been in sales, don't understand building rapport, and we need to make things very simple for them. Okay, but the top recruiter, not top earner, big hat will speak very in complex terms. Okay, so I'm at this company event, and it just so happens this person just recently bashed me, but I don't name names, so don't ask. And you know, she gets on stage and she says, "All right, Here's the 33 things that I do on social media. One, boom. Two, pa-pow. Three, bam. And I'm like, whoa. And I'm looking at the crowd and people are like, what? She said something about segmentation or something. So about 5% of the audience was like, oh man, these are good. Ooh, okay. All right, okay. And 95% are like, ah, she lost me at tip two. How many more of these are there? Oh, there's 31 more. The number one sin as someone that is speaking at your company event or a trainer is to create confusion. Number one sin. This is the oath that doctors take, okay? Do no harm. The oath that trainers should take, create no confusion. Create no confusion. You have to keep it simple and stop overestimating the technical and social media knowledge of your organization. Stop. I'm telling you, this is so paramount. But anyway, this person, later bashed me, but whatever. And so often, the top recruiter, not the top earner, got the flashy brand, got the bling bling, got the pata pow, right? They got the amazing graphics. They're just awesome. They're there to become a supermodel or become a someone who has massive followers versus be a leader breeding machine, okay? And so they don't understand the difference between big hats. Let me give you another example. So I was at one company event, and this guy gets on stage, who I love, actually. I love this guy. This guy's amazing. Just an amazing speaker. And he gets on stage, and he just sometimes maybe you have a lapse or something, you don't realize what you're saying. And so he gets up on stage, and he goes, I recruited the first 60 people I talked to, and this is exactly what I said. And people are like, whoa, did you hear that? Whoa. And they're writing the exact script. Oh, what was that third word? Okay, great. Woo. Right? And they're just, people getting carpal tunnel. People like, right? Lead just flying, right? Pen running out of ink. Give me another one, stat. Ink pen stat. Right? Woo. They had ink pens on standby. Ibuprofen for your carpal tunnel, right? It didn't matter. It didn't matter what he said. It didn't matter. Because he was a big hat. Only a big hat with influence, rapport, and persuasion can go to their warm market and recruit 60 out of 60. Do you think a little hat, someone who doesn't have respect, rapport, someone who isn't seen as an influential person, can just use some kind of cool script? Hey guys, we're going to totally join you. No. That doesn't work. And so there's a difference between big hat strategies that only influencers should use versus everybody else, which is the 99%. You want to impress people? Speak, build rapport, right? Use fancy funnels. Like, say all that stuff that sounds really cool, but not going to work for these guys. And so you got to understand the difference. You got to understand the difference between what only works for an influencer versus what's going to work for anybody. And what you'll find is the strategies that works for this person, shockingly, amazingly, blessedly, also happen to work for this person. But it doesn't go the other way. The tactics that work for influencers rarely work for the little hats. But the things that work over here actually work over there. And so it's smarter for you to think, okay, what can I teach this person that has no influence, no credibility, no specialness, no degrees, no certifications, no fancy, glamour shots of leather, right? No amazing statuesque, supermodel look, right? What can I teach this person that would actually work? Because those things will also work for the big hat. Is this helpful? Let's review. All right, so I got a question for you, okay? Here we go. So here's the four things. First question, was this helpful? Second question, which one of these do you think is the most important one for people to get? Which one do you think? Have you ever fallen victim to any of these? Have you ever had a leader bash because you got to the point a little sooner because you didn't understand rapport? Or seen, not maybe not personally, but seen a trainer or seen some, you know, celebrity figure, whatever, bash getting to the point sooner? Have you ever been bashed for doing outside training or working with outside trainers? Have you ever seen leaders that you felt were more about their ego and controlling what you did than actually help you produce? Have you ever had people give you strategies that sounded really good, but in the execution of them, you realize that it would only work for an influencer?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.